Greetings, EdReach listeners. One thing we know about our EdReach listeners is that they're a loyal and engaged group. As EdReach grows, we're giving our fans a chance to help build a fresh and new EdReach. We want to continue to offer education media that's unprecedented and cutting edge. You can support us by going to www.patreon.com/EdReach and subscribing for as little as $1 a month. Just $1 per month. We at EdReach have always believed that education needs its own media space. Help us take education forward and become part of the EdReach family. Together, we can continue to do the work that makes education synonymous with innovation. Go to www.patreon.com/EdReach or go to the EdReach website at edreach.us and click on the Become a Patron link. Give a little so that you can continue to get a lot. Now, enjoy your show.
I'm a skywalker walking on the air tonight. Welcome, everybody, to the Two Guys Show on January 8th, 2015. I'm Drew Minock. I'm one of your co-hosts of the Two Guys Show, featured by the EdReach Network, giving educators a big voice. It is the first time that we have been live in 2015, and we've been gone for a while, so we're happy to be back. And obviously, we're trying to work some things out as we've lost our guest. So hopefully she will join us any minute here. But you can reach me at TechMinock on Twitter and use the hashtag #TwoGuysShow. We want you interacting throughout the show, asking questions, and things like that. So make it very interactive. And as always, my co-host is...
Hey, everybody. Nice to have you on the Two Guys Show on the EdReach Network. Happy New Year 2015. We've missed you guys. We've been away for a little while. We're getting back on schedule, and we'll be back to you on a pretty regular basis. And we look forward to a great 2015 with you. And as Drew said, we've lost our guest. We had her a little while ago. She was in the green room, ready to come on the show. And I don't know, maybe we didn't have the right color M&Ms back there or something.
We scared her off or something.
Maybe. So hopefully she'll be able to jump back in live. It's the incomparable Jen Womble. She's with FETC. I believe she's the executive director, FETC, which is Florida's Educational Technology Conference, which we will be down there. Drew and I are featured speakers down there. That is about a week and a half in Orlando, Florida. And so we have her on as our guest tonight. But until that happens, we will get caught up on a little bit about 2014. And then we're going to talk about 2015. Where we're going, what we're doing, what we want to hear from you, and what we think, maybe some of the breakout things that are going to be happening this year. So, Drew, let's start with you. How was 2014?
2014 was a year to remember, that's for sure. A lot of big life changes, life events. Became a dad. So
yeah, I was really well done.
Pretty geeked about that. So Ellie Metz Minock is her name.
Yeah.
He is just over a month old, so it's pretty exciting.
And
I want everybody to know this, okay, because I'm part of the Short Man Club, as we're known, with a couple other ed tech gentlemen, and she was in the 98th percentile for height. Woo-hoo! And I don't care if that was at, like, the two-week checkup or not. That has never happened before in the Minock tradition throughout history, so there's hope that we one day will be tall.
That's awesome.
Yep, so I'm pretty proud of that.
You should be.
It was a big year. A lot of amazing conferences. We connected with a lot of unbelievable people. And, you know, it's just been a great journey joining Daiquiri as 40 education evangelists and getting to work with so many amazing schools, teachers, and students across the globe as we got to go over to our first Europe trip this last year. So that was pretty exciting. And we've, you know, hit the ground running this year. We have a lot of awesome events coming up, including FETC. So we're pretty excited.
Absolutely. And as you mentioned, Drew, you know, 2014 was an amazing year. We had our trip to Europe. We went to Germany and we went to England officially on business and to work with schools and students and teachers. We also hit a few other places while we were there. We went to the Netherlands, we went to Amsterdam, we drove through Belgium, had dinner in Luxembourg, which is a beautiful city, by the way. Wasn't that really cool, Drew?
Beautiful. Absolutely beautiful.
Yeah, it was something else. And then we did a lot of cool things, you know, here in the States as well, 2014. But as Drew mentioned, 2015 is absolutely crazy packed with a lot of amazing things. Just a few things that just in the next 3 months, 90 days, some of the highlights, and this isn't even all of them. We will be, I'm going to Houston next week. We'll both be in LA next week after Houston. We'll be in FETC in Orlando after that. Then we'll be doing, we'll be feature speakers at FETC. Then we'll be doing a keynote for Chicago Public Schools Administrators in Chicago the next week. Then we go back to LA. And then we do the closing keynote for McCall, which is Michigan's EdTech Conference. Then we go to Hawaii. We'll be in Hawaii giving working at a school district and a conference there. Then pumped. What's that?
Pumped for that one. Never been to Hawaii. And no. If anyone doesn't know, there were almost over 400 schools canceled around here because of cold weather today. So our good friend Stuart Parker was trying to get me to feel bad for him this morning because it was 40 degrees and that he might need a blanket as they were going outside or,
Yes, Stuart's in Winter Park, Florida, which is a suburb of Orlando. And I saw it. He's like, it almost got down to 30 last night. Well, I know it was like 3 or whatever. I got snowed in Grand Rapids, out western Michigan, a few days ago. I was taking my son back to school and, you know, the weather was just too bad, and it's been dipping down into single digits. And if I'm not mistaken, wasn't it wind chill negative 10, 15, 20 today, Drew?
Negative 15 this morning when I got up, so definitely not nice.
Yeah, pretty crazy. So, all right, so Drew,
hey! And our guest has arrived.
I can hear you. I can see you. Fantastic. Well, let me introduce you, and then you can say hi. So, everybody, this is who you've been hearing about. This is Jen Womble. Are you executive director? What's your title there?
I'm program manager.
All right, well, it's all good. We know you as the Constable Jen Womble from FETC. She's the one that makes one of the ones that makes everything happen at FETC. We met her last year, and we got to know Jen over the last year. We did. Jen, can you real quick just tell us about the virtual FETC that you had just a few months ago?
Well, luckily, you guys were involved with that, but every October, we host a virtual event online. This year, I think we hit right at 12,000 participants.
Wow.
Free all-day event, and it also had, in addition to amazing professional development every hour on the hour, it also had an exhibit floor, so people could actually learn about new products. Because as much as we want to help people learn skills and how to do things in our classrooms and improve education, we know they need the right tools to perform those skills. So we also have an exhibit hall there, and those folks are sharing information. So people from all over the world, and I hope you all got a chance to be in the lounge, which is probably the most popular place. And there's a lot of networking happening, just like at a real event, you know, a live event, face-to-face, and lots of amazing learning, great feedback that day. And it's really a precursor to kick off the event that we're hosting in 11 days. So only the featured speakers were at virtual, and we're really proud of the team that we have coming this year because the information that our attendees are going to get is amazing. So that was just a little niblet, a little piece of the pie, and you're going to see the whole cahoot in just a few days.
Yeah, we are really excited about coming down, and we're doing 2 featured workshops and then 2 featured speaking sessions. Thank you for having us for so many great sessions and times and opportunities. We get to speak with all the wonderful teachers and administrators that are going to be coming in from all over the world. What are some of the statistics for FETC? It's one of the top conferences in the United States and even in the world.
Yeah, we're very excited because this year there's a lot of momentum. As you know, all the changes in E-rate that are occurring, lots of districts have now been flooded with a little extra dollars to try to improve Wi-Fi and improve networking and also to invest in a lot of devices so that they can give online testing. So there's a lot of interest in what's happening in ed tech, and all of those trends are converging at the same time that a lot of educators are also looking for information on Maker Ed. They're looking for information on augmented reality. They're looking for information on a lot of cutting edge coding. You know, how do they do these things? So what we're seeing so far for registration, we're expecting right at 10,000 attendees. So
wow.
One of our biggest shows ever, we're thrilled about. We also have 694 speakers. So there's a presentation for just about everyone. So that's really exciting. This year we represent 100, all 50 states. I should have said that. 100, all 50 states, and then almost, I'm having to look to make sure. Right now, we're at 44 countries. So,
wow.
44 countries. So, not only will you be able to meet someone and learn from another educator or administrator about something you're interested in, but you can create networks that are global, and your students can start sharing programs with different professionals around the world, which is really impressive. We have to say. So, and I may have missed this in the intro, but we used to be FETC because it was always in Florida. And who doesn't want to come to Florida in January?
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you right now, Jen, that is one of the main reasons we came that first year. It's like, who does not want to go to Orlando in the middle of January?
Yes.
We're from Michigan. We absolutely want to go to Orlando. And it was frigid.
Yes, we were there it is. Well, I will tell you, the number one, besides the United States, the country that leads in attendees is Canada. So you will definitely meet a lot of Canadians, and that's a lot of fun too. But we are really impressed because over the last 35 years, as the event has grown, we've seen a shift, a real international shift, which is exciting because people want to come here to learn about what we're doing. You know, a lot of times we hear in the news trends and rankings about countries around the world. But in reality, a lot of countries want to see what we're doing, how we've been so successful, and especially how our teachers are very innovative and a lot of times don't get enough credit for that. And so they want to come and learn what we're doing and what's great. So we're really excited. So we refer to the conference now as the future of educational technology. So we still have our F in there, just so we can say the F word, but the F is future and not Florida anymore. So that really has led into changing our program a lot this year, because a lot of what people are going to come and see is how to prepare students for the future. Not just teaching today, not just teaching standards that we're currently employing, but how are we really preparing our students for the future and starting to think, you know, more future-minded. So that's exciting, and a lot of our keynotes that's their main focus. So I think we're going to really get inspired this year by a lot of amazing featured speakers and then some great keynotes too.
Well, you know, when we were down there last year, and Drew and I've been to a lot of conferences, a lot of keynotes and stuff. Your keynote stage, to me, was the best one in the country last year.
That was an awesome setup.
It's big, it's beautiful, it's well lit, it's got like last year had like palm trees, and just, you just felt like you were in just such a comfortable, warm environment. You wanted to be there. Drew and I sat in the front row for all the keynotes. About it. We got a chance to catch up with you. We're coming back full circle. We're now being featured speakers with you. And your mission and our mission are the same, Jen. You know, we are here to pass on and share information about 21st century learning, cutting edge technology, how do we engage kids, innovation, relationships, and so on. And you really hit the nail on the head when you talked about other countries coming to the U.S. Now, it's funny because I was talking with some people and reading some research about this. And you referenced it that, you know, there are some statistics that say, you know, ranking the U.S. Well, in numbers, sometimes we're not number one. But when we're talking creativity and innovation, I've heard from other people in other countries that they say we really stand out as being very innovative, very creative. And we try to build that from a grassroots, from students. And your conference is where it can all begin.
Yeah. And you would be amazed, and you guys have been lucky enough to travel abroad, and people are really not as grateful as probably they should be for the education system we have, because we are doing amazing things across this country. And I think this show, we particularly take an interest. A majority of our presenters are all practitioners, as you guys know. And so they are telling you, here's what we've implemented, here's what we used, here's what works. And they're kind of sharing their classroom secrets and their district secrets. And that has embraced, you know, a lot of people to come in because they feel comfortable sharing that information. And then they go back immediately and impact their classrooms. And so I really am appreciative that most of our poster presenters are all implementations from a district or a school. And a lot of our concurrent sessions are implementations. So you're learning from people who've been in their shoes, and they're going to go back and do it. And so that's really exciting because, you know, we always like to get the secrets from people, and that's really what you can do is you can come and learn some secrets that save you some shortcut and save you some time and really make a difference in the classroom. So I'm really excited that you guys are going to be there. This is some hot topics this year, and, you know, we do. There are a lot of translators walking around. You know, there are people with headsets in the translators. We've been booking those folks all week, and that's really exciting, and the more Spanish as you know, the better this year. That'll be great. But there is a chance for a lot of, you know, real networking and what you get at a face-to-face conference, because like we started off talking about the virtual event, you know, there's so many ways to learn and get professional development now, and you guys practice a lot of that. But the reality is when people are live and face-to-face, they can really dig deep and ask the hard questions. And not only that, but this year we've made a huge initiative to make everything almost hands-on. So there's maker spaces where you practice things. There's hands-on labs. We're not just saying, here's how you tweet. Okay, sit down, let's do it. You know, right. So, you know, here's how you do it. Go back and do this immediately, because although a lot of technology is intuitive, implementing it in your classroom is not always. And so we need to give those people a space to play where they feel safe and they can get their hands dirty. So I'm really excited that we have a lot of hands-on spaces this year so people can try things. If you've never tried an educational game, we have an arcade for you. Go try them. You know, if you haven't tried Augmented, you haven't tried AnyMaker, here's a place to try it where professionals can feel comfortable, get their hands dirty, but they will be really inspired. I think we're going to be changing a lot of classrooms after this event.
That's awesome. And that's one of the key points that I think is important about the conference and just in general. A lot of these conferences and sessions you go to, it's so important that, you know, when people are speaking about something, it's something they've used, you know, something they've used in their classroom. They've seen have a great impact on the way that their students learn, the way they communicate, things like that. Because, and that's one of the main things Brad and I really focus on is finding key applications or tools that we know work. We don't want 100 great apps.
Right.
Those sessions, some people like those, and that's fine. We want 5-6 that we know work and have completely transformed the way we communicate or the way that we teach or the way our students learn. And that's, you know, I think that's really important, and I know Brad and I both feel that way.
Yeah, well, you know, Jen,
exactly.
You know, Jen, you and I have had a lot of phone calls, and we have talked, and, you know, sometimes we're going on an hour, and it's like, oh, you know, oh, my gosh, we got to go or do something else, because, you know, we'll get on our soapboxes, and we'll talk about education, and we'll talk about passion, and we'll talk about things that are truly making a difference, and that's why I really appreciate you helping spearhead this whole movement with FETC and virtual FETC, and we're honored and thrilled to be a part of it because, you know, we want to bring the same thing there, and we're thrilled to be there. There's going to be so many countries represented, all the states represented. So I want to ask you, for someone new to FETC this year, what would be your top three things that they should do? Like, what should they go see? Where's a place they should go? What should they check out? What would be, like, your three top recommendations for a newbie to FETC this year?
That's a really great question, and it's not one I get asked very much. I would say they should start by going to the New at FETC session. So we do have a first-timer session that goes over all the ins and outs, and it's very well attended, and you get a special prize. So it's always nice to get a gift, right, on the first day.
We always get gifts.
So we definitely want to do that. You know, one thing we have switched this year, and a lot of events have mobile apps. And this year we decided to use something that was more user-friendly. So we're using something called My FETC. It's a dashboard application, so it works on every mobile device, laptop. All you need is the internet, so anything you have. And so every attendee can look at their entire schedule, build their schedule, but while they're in sessions, they can back channel with the people in the same room, and they can get the presenter materials at the same room. And one of the reasons I'm so excited about us using this product is it's being developed by 81 Dash, which is a former FETC presenter. So we have really invested in our presenters and trained them and work together. And so they have looked at the conference and said, as an attendee, what do I enjoy and what do I need? And they want those materials. They want to share and network in the rooms, in the concurrent session rooms. So people are going to be able to do that. So I encourage each of these new attendees to go to one session, really try to use the dashboard and engage with the audience. You know, pick out one or two really good sessions that you want to try so that you're not overwhelmed. Mm-hmm. And then my third thing would be, there's so many fun things to go to, is the photo walk. So on Wednesday morning, this year our goal is to get 527 people, and we meet in front of the Orange County Convention Center, and we do a walk with digital phones where people are taking pictures and things, and we're trying to break the Guinness World Book record. So a photo walk basically means you're walking somewhere and taking pictures, which everybody's doing now. I don't care if it's a selfie or...
Right. Woo!
Of the well, the Orange County Convention Center is actually really beautifully architecturally. So
it is. That's true.
Yeah, and so there's a lot of really great things. And what happens is that when you're there, you're going to meet people from all over and just go on a little stroll with them and have a chat. Talk about how do you use pictures in your classroom or digital pictures in general. And that's how you learn how to create conversations with other professionals. And so you're doing something fun that might seem effortless, but at the same time, you're starting to learn how to dialogue with other professionals and learn from them. So I think if you're a new person at a conference, especially, you know, pre-service teachers and beginning teachers, you have to learn how to interact at a conference, and it's not always easy. So participating in something fun and learning how to learn from each other and, you know, how to open up and ask questions, and they'll tell you great products, and you'll learn how to ask about products on the show floor, because that can be intimidating to new people. But I would definitely say that. And then they've got to get their toe wet in that exhibit hall, because, and you guys might have noticed this new trend that I'm seeing, our exhibit halls all companies, but what's happened is so many schools through budget droughts haven't been able to offer a lot of professional development. So now on the exhibit floor, you can go and learn just about any program you want, and how to use the devices better at your school, what the updates are, ask questions. So it's a really great opportunity to learn on the exhibit floor. And so you got to get your toe in there. It can be overwhelming. You know, it's as you guys saw last year, that exhibit floor is almost a mile in length from one end to the other.
Wow, amazing.
Yeah. So 500 companies is tough to tackle, but you can sort them and figure out, you know, one or two key things, get some experience. And I think once you go to your first conference, it's a learning experience and you just have a brain melt.
Yes, that's so true.
And then you realize you've got to go to conferences with a team or with some other people, because it really takes a village to get enough information from everything you're trying to learn. So we really want you to be pumped up and not brain dead.
Yeah, and I recommend if you do go with a group of people, a lot of times that group, they like to just go together, you know, everywhere, but spread out, and divide and conquer, and go to as many different sessions as possible, and learn as much as possible, then get back together at lunch or dinner and, you know,
happy hour.
Yeah, happy hour, there you go.
We're fans of happy hour, so.
Big fans. So, yeah, definitely divide and conquer if you go with big groups, and you'll definitely will not regret it.
And even our people who are social media kind of lurkers, you know, a lot of educators have Twitter accounts, but they're kind of lurking. Mm-hmm. If they'll follow the show, they start to learn what's happening in different rooms and how to communicate. You know, there's a couple great tweet ups where you can meet people, but it really is just by watching the feed, you get a feel for what's happening and what sessions you want to go to and what's exciting and who to hear next. So I think there's some new ways to learn about conferences while you're there that can make it a lot more appealing.
Yeah, I always, when I first started going to conferences, the main thing I would do is go through and find a couple things I want to learn or change or do something in my classroom and really focus on a couple things. Because if you don't go in sometimes with a plan, you want to talk about brain melt. You don't know where to go. You're lost. Next thing you know, sessions are starting. You're standing in the middle of the hallway. Like freshman year in high school, right?
And Drew gets lost. I can't find him. I mean, I have to call out for him. Like in the grocery store, you know. Drew, where are you, Drew?
I'm just waiting for him to do roll call over, like, the PA. There's a little boy lost. Drew is lost. The old guy at this area.
Ben, you know, we're playful with that. It's funny because one of the last times we were down in Orlando, we were visiting Winter Park, and we have a friend in a school down there we work with, and it's a ninth grade campus, and we were in class with the students, and we got dismissed, and we went. And Drew was in front of me with the backpack. I took a picture. You couldn't tell which one was Drew.
Didn't I have a binder in my hand too?
Yes, he did. Jen, it was awesome. We pulled up at the school. We had our backpacks because we both wear backpacks because we're still kids at heart. We wear backpacks. And we jump out, and Drew goes, I feel like 21 Jump Street. We're going back to school.
Literally. Brad rents a convertible Mustang, and we roll up with our backpacks and jump out, and I'm just like, this just probably looks weird.
Well, I'll say you wear backpacks because you're learners and you're there constant you learners. And that's really the main thing is that you guys are always out there learning. You're trying to get new things, trying to share information. And that's what we want people to do at our conference is to really come and learn and reinstill that passion. Everybody remembers that kindergarten teacher who lit up their world with something that they learned. And so we want to reignite that in our middle school, high school, elementary. You know, if you've been teaching 1 year or some people 38 or 40 years, we have several attendees who've been to every single FETC for 35 years. So that's pretty amazing, but I think this is a place to rekindle your passion. Remember why you love to teach and how that technology makes you more efficient. You know, I love that you said we don't need 100 apps to teach. And so we get it's hard to say this, but we had about 1,300 applications this year for submissions, and so many people want to give you a laundry list of apps. But the great thing about technology is giving you efficiency. You can grade faster. You can do all those little chores faster so you can spend more time with students. And so what we want is to show people how to use efficiency and with technology so they get more time with students and more time with what matters, the content, and you know, and that richness of knowledge and creating curiosity in students. So we want you to see the latest in wearable technology. We want to see the latest in 3D printing. We want to show you all these nice things that make teaching exciting again and a lot of fun. So hopefully we'll incorporate some of that too.
Yeah, I'm really excited because you have the CEO of MakerBot that's going to be doing, it's not a keynote, I believe.
Yeah.
But is it a keynote?
Yeah. Yeah.
Which I'm geeked about because I had one in my classroom. And I'll tell you, I would go in on Saturdays to get stuff done, and I'd just sit there and print things all day long. I'm telling you.
Oh, yeah.
It's amazing. Brad knows.
Well, we're thrilled because that's Thursday morning, and she's the keynote. Exactly. And that morning, I'll tell you, her passion is actually in coding, which is amazing. She's I love that part of her story. But also that morning, we're going to announce this year's STEM Excellence Awards winners. So we had schools from all over the nation apply with their STEM programs. And so there's been three finalists selected, a middle, elementary, and high school, and one of those will be announced a winner that morning. So Jenny Lawton is going to be there at that award ceremony and recognizing what STEM is really doing in school and what it should really look like. Then every one of those schools is going to present at different times throughout the conference and share what they're doing. So here's how we do it successfully, because a lot of times in education there's so many buzzwords, you know, between STEM and ESE and ESOL and, you know, do you have this or that? And we need to take the time to really enrich each other with what does that really mean and what does that really look like? So that's what we're doing. So, and Jenny is very powerful speaker about what we're really doing in education with creativity in students and also the computer coding. So that's a great one. And I don't want you guys to miss David Senge. He's on Friday morning. Mm-hmm. And if you don't know his story, it's amazing. He's from Sierra Leone. He's an MIT graduate student, but he is amazing. And what he's done with 3D printing is going to blow your mind with prosthetics and MRI.
Yeah,
he's amazing. But really, even what's better beyond all of his inventions and patents and awards is he has developed programs for teaching kids in Africa, in his home country, how to become innovative and encourage them to invent, and has some incredible programs on how to ignite that in youth, which we can model in every school and district. So I'm really excited about having David Senge.
That's awesome.
That would be really exciting. I look forward to that. We'll have to definitely make sure that we're at that keynote. We always love watching different keynotes and, you know, seeing people's stories, and it's just always so inspiring, you know. It's just exciting, especially on that stage you guys have set up.
Oh, it's beautiful. And, you know, we'll be right up front. We sit up front for all the keynotes. We know a lot of people in the keynoting circuit, including ourselves. So, like, a lot of these people, it's like when we meet up at conference, it's almost like a family reunion, if you will. There's a lot of people we know, and it's nice because we get to connect to them a few different times of the year, and, you know, we'll connect, we'll have dinner or whatever, and we'll talk about the conference, we'll talk about the learning and what we're sharing and stuff. So, again, thank you for having us. We're looking forward to it. We highly recommend FETC, whether you're a first-timer or you're coming back for a second, 10th time, whatever. FETC, look them up. They're at FETC. Is it just at FETC or it's at... Yeah, at FETC. Twitter. Instagram's a little different because Instagram is that FETC original, international? What is it? I can't remember.
I think it's national, FETC national.
National, there we go. So, okay.
That matches the YouTube account, so I think they have to be that way.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you know, this year, one of the things that's interesting, and I love that you said a lot of us go to different conferences throughout the year, but the one difference I think we have is there's a little energy that's raised. We're the first ed tech conference of the year. All the companies are bringing out their brand new products. Here's what we have. All the schools, a lot of them have new budgets that they're excited about from their legislatures. So there's kind of this really nice energy about something fresh and new. And I see a lot of those folks throughout the year, but there's some great little spirit at FETC that, you know, really, I think Brad hit it when he said it's inspiring. You realize when someone's speaking, I can do that in my classroom too. I can do that in my school or district. You know, here's what we should be doing for students. And so that little inspiring message does go a long way through getting you through the spring and the long semester ahead for a lot of our teachers. But I do have to say, I do love that beginning of the year, the freshness, the new, the excitement of what new products there are. This year, you're going to see a lot of new projects, a lot of digital products that are out there as mandates for online learning and digital textbooks. So some of those things look pretty interesting. So and those of us with kids are really interested to see what's coming to our classroom soon, I hope. So I definitely encourage folks to come and get a little bit of that flavor as well.
Absolutely. Well, you're right. You're amongst great company as far as kicking the year off. You know, the CES, Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas, this week, right now, Drew and I were supposed to be there, but our travel schedules are absolutely bonkers. we're literally traveling every week and most days in January this month. So, We're literally I'm flying to Houston Monday morning, going from Houston to L.A. Drew and I are going to meet out in L.A. Drew is still kind of on grounded leave right now because of the baby.
I'm on lockdown still, but in lockdown.
So, but even though Drew's going 3 weeks in a row, he's doing L.A. next week, he's doing Orlando the week after, then Chicago the week after that. So I've got another one on my plate, and then but the thing is you're in great company, and we're thrilled to be there to kick it off with you.
Okay,
so I have a little secret. Can I tell a little secret?
Yeah. Love secrets. Okay.
So anybody who's watching your show, I'm going to give you a special code. And if they register for FETC, they can get $100.
Oh, there you go.
So if when they're registering on the website at FETC.org, it asks you to type in a priority code. So if you put in code EDTECH4 number. So EdTech4. Your listeners will get $100 off of registration.
Woo! I feel like that's like Ellen, the Ellen Show. We're open. That's awesome. Thank you for
who wants $100 off? Everybody gets $100 off.
Everybody. Ken, that could be, my gosh, that could be $100,000, 10,000 people. It's amazing.
Yes, it could be. Well, good news, some are already registered.
Exactly.
That's good.
Exactly.
But definitely, we want to reward the people who are following great featured speakers like you guys. We want to reward people who are engaging in ed tech in other ways outside their school day. And at the end of the day, we're about and we are about sharing that, no matter how we do it.
How we do it.
Virtual, if it's live, if it's live, if it's videos, posts. However we can share, that's what we want to do.
Awesome. Well,
absolutely.
We can't compliment the conference enough. We recommend people go to it. What hashtag are you using this year?
I'm sorry, I lost you a little.
Yeah, what hashtag will be this year?
Oh yeah, it's just hashtag FETC.
Okay.
Very easy.
Perfect. Perfect. That's
Am
good.
I the only one getting an audio feedback delay?
I'm getting it.
Drew, are you getting it?
Nope.
I think it's Drew then. Drew then.
It's the echo of baby long.
Yeah, maybe that's what it is.
Well, you know what? Shout outs. So, Jen,
would you like to go ahead and go, Jen, with your Twitter shout-outs?
Okay. So, I'm going to shout out to Carlos Fernandez. So, he's Fernandez. And Carlos was actually a teacher I trained when I was a teacher. And a great social studies teacher, a test trainer, a district coordinator, and now works for Microsoft, and he'll be presenting at FETC. So I'm definitely going to shout out to Carlos. And he has a new baby, too. And then I'm going to shout out to Stephen Anderson. Of course, a lot of people follow Web2O Classroom. But I'll tell you a great story. Last year, there was a and he got stuck at the airport for eight hours on his way to
FETC.
But he was so brave that he tried for the first time ever a Google Hangout with our attendees and had over 20 people in his session while he did a Google Hangout. And I think that was really inspiring. It was off the cuff. It showed how easy technology can make a solution. He really inspired that crowd in a way we didn't anticipate. So that was exciting.
Shout out to him.
I'll shout out Lauren Tate. Lauren Tate was one of our presenters a couple years ago. And her workshop is wildly popular. And in elementary school, she's at Teacher Tate. And fantastic teacher, excited, motivated. So I'm definitely going to shout out to him. He's done a lot of hard work to build some great workshops this year.
Awesome. Good shout outs.
Yeah, very well done. Very well done.
Okay, so Brad, why don't you go ahead and go next? Because I'm looking one more up to see if they have Twitter.
Yes, they do. You're not getting the delivery.
Brad, get it together. Okay. It's your old age. You just can't hear well.
I think I'm hearing out of both ears at different times. Okay. Here are my shout-outs. My first one is Innovation to Learn. This is Susan from Canada. You may not know, not on her bio. For those of you who are just so great and informative. You can follow her on Twitter. I the number two and learn. So she's a great watching. Hi. So thank you for joining. Another one is Fitz. He's with Otis. I met him in Kansas month. I was with and Ginger Newman at Launch Meet. I was out there working with them. Now a presenter for Launch Meet. Launch Meet 7 in Kansas. So we're going to launch. And you can send my show with you. He is at Sam. So I-T-Z-T-Z-S-A-M. So that's Sam. My third one is Tom Alera out of Boston. He's a good friend. Does a lot of amazing theater with students. You can give her at Tom Alera, A-R-A, and I will tweet right now.
Well done. How many was that, Brad?
Three. Can you believe it?
I'm proud of you. At one time I had six. Yeah. Wow.
Well, you know, Drew,
I cut it back to four, so
I have songs still to go, so don't worry.
That is true. That is true.
Wait, I have 680 speakers I could have done a shout out to.
Well, you could have. That's right. She wins.
You do win. All right, Drew, go ahead.
Okay, my shout out is gonna be a friend that we met last year. We connected on Twitter some, but we actually got to meet face-to-face last year at FETC, and that's Stacey Roshan. Her Twitter handle is @BuddyXO, so I've been DMing back and forth with her a little bit. So we're excited to connect again this year at FETC.
Yep.
Another one is a superintendent of a local school district here in Fraser, Michigan.
Yep.
Who was very kind to Brad and I when we first started kind of exploring the idea of going out and speaking and things like that. And we went over and talked to him, and he really just gave us some invaluable advice and just an awesome guy to sit down and talk to. And that's Dave Richards from Fraser Public Schools, and his Twitter handle is @DrDaveFPS. So definitely need to get him on the show, Brad, and get back over there and find great, a time to great chat.
Great guy, great leader, and great school district. Absolutely.
Totally agree. Next one is someone who recently followed me, and I just thought that his job is kind of like ours, and it's awesome.
Yeah, who is that?
He works for Best Buy Education. His name is Best Buy Pat, and so I've reached out to him, and hopefully we can hopefully have him on the show at some point.
Great idea.
That'd be cool. And then the last one is I got an email today from Kickstarter, because I usually get one every now and then, you know, just cool things on Kickstarter, which usually aren't things that I find that cool. But this one is awesome. It's called Bitsbox, and it's a monthly kit that gets sent to kids. They're like maker kits.
Love it.
Yeah. So @BitsboxKids. So I'm going to definitely check them out on Kickstarter and just follow them on Twitter and see some of the cool stuff that they're doing. So that I thought that was pretty cool.
That's awesome.
And Drew, be careful when you start getting bit, because you'll step on them all around
with the Legos.
That's right. I've got nieces and things like that, and honestly, there's Legos. They love the Duplo blocks, and we go over to my mom and dad's, and they have them over there. It's just like, really be careful. Next thing you know, you're stepping on Legos all over the place.
That's okay. They'll figure out how to build a drone out of them, and it'll all be good.
Yes.
All right. Well, you know what time it is.
Yep, I do.
It's the best part. Is what's on your playlist?
Do I have to play or can I just tell you?
You can just tell us the song.
Okay, so my theme for this week has been Back in Black. So a lot of ACDC has been playing. Because we came back from vacation, and now we're working really hard. And then this year, all our staff is wearing black.
Awesome.
I've also, my kids are real big Macklemore fans. So we've been doing a lot of 10,000 hours. And that's been hot in our house this week. And let's see what else. Trumpet. I like that new song. Catchy beat.
Absolutely.
Everybody can do a little Jason Derulo. So I think that's been what caught this process.
Well done.
That's cool. Well done.
All right. I'm going to go ahead and go with mine, and I actually have four.
Ooh.
I'm just breaking rules today, Brad. How about that?
Right on.
The first one, I'm pretty much addicted to this song. It's great. It's called Unbreakable by Jamie Scott. Have you heard that song, anybody?
I haven't.
It's great. I think it's right there. I could listen to it over and over again. And when I get hooked onto a song or a band, I usually listen to it over and over again.
That's cool.
So definitely check that one out. Unbreakable by Jamie Scott. And I'll tweet out the link with the right now to the video of it, too. So definitely check that out. And then next is one of my favorite bands of all time, and that's Imagine Dragons. I Bet My Life. Great song.
Good choice.
Thinking Out Loud by Ed Sheeran.
Mm-hmm.
Great song. And then the last one is It's Not Right for You by The Script. And I think it's just got a great message of basically if you don't love what you're doing in life or you're not following your dreams, then you know, it's not right for you and you need to make a change. And so we're very fortunate to be following our dreams and actually love what we do. So I definitely think that's an awesome message. So
yeah, definitely.
Those are mine.
Well done. Well, as you know, I did this last time. Now, do you think this audio is going to be canned for something live?
I have no idea.
Great, thanks. Well, all right. What I did last time, I played a little bit of music. I don't want to confuse everybody, but I'll talk. Okay. So the first song is Public. I lived. Oh, have you guys heard that?
It's one of my former shout-out songs. It's one of my former playlist songs.
Oh my god! I just started hearing it, and you know it's a song from Ryan Tedder. He wrote it for his son. So his son would always have to remember and something to strive for. You haven't heard it. It's amazing. I Lived by Linda Collins.
Absolutely great.
Second one, Miller. The song called Young Blood. Oh my God. I'll tweet that out. The song starts low, but I like it. It doesn't pick up a ton, but it's so awesome. I love it. I find myself on to hear it every time. Always don't want to miss it. Then my third one is Andy Grammer. Honey, I'm good. You guys heard that?
No, I've not.
Oh my! Drew, it is awesome. Hilarious, Jen. Laugh. So upbeat. It sounds like the Cotton Eye Joe song.
What song?
Cotton Eye Joe.
Oh yes.
It's got that kind of beat, but it's awesome. Hilarious. He talks like him out of town. He shouldn't have another. He's got somebody at home. Thank you very much. Awesome.
You would love that song.
I do. It's awesome. And then I'm going to score Drew one of the greatest things. Awesome. You don't quite remember this, but it's Taylor Swift.
It's
Faith. One state is such awesome song. The story is hilarious. And you have been talking about this since an amazing song. Songwriter of the year. Of the year. Half a decade. You can't deny it. Absolutely amazing. Amazing.
So, I'm just not a fan.
I'm a fan.
Nothing about it.
Drew, next week I'm going to talk about Imagine Dragons, Warrior, and League of Legends. I'm not putting it on my playlist this week as Imagine Warrior, but I'm going to talk about it next week.
Sounds good. Well done. Well, Jen, thank you so much for joining us tonight and working through the audio and visual issues and things that we had to start late for. Brad, bad hair and things like that. But we worked through it. And
don't forget Brad's shirt.
Oh my gosh, yes. Tell us about your shirt. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, Jen. They noticed my shirt. My Lamborghini. And just a shout out to Instagram fans there. Go check out Wade Photography.
Yeah, and that's Wade Photography. If you can't hear Brad's audio, it's breaking up a little bit. Wade Photography, WAID Photography on Instagram. Definitely check it out. It's his son.
Yeah, it's got a
big shout out.
He just turned 14. The photographer and he's been taking pictures of exactly when he first came into more Lamborghini than in my life.
Yep.
So thanks, awesome. thanks for the big part of our life.
So thank you again, Jen, for joining us. We can't wait to connect with you in 11 days when we get down there. Yeah. And it's going to be an awesome conference, as it always is. And again, thank you for joining us.
How can they get a hold of contact information?
Sure. The easiest way is on the webpage, www.fbtc.org. And you can basically do anything there. On the contact, you can find us as well.
Awesome.
Yeah, and anytime. We love to talk to attendees and speakers and future speakers.
And we'll give them some training advice.
Well done. Awesome. Well, thank you very much for joining us for our first show of 2015. We're excited to. We will be back next Thursday. Brad, who will our guest be?
Our guest, Cymbaloo. We're going to have Cymbaloo with us. I'm just not sure. I think it's going to be Jolene. I'm not 100%.
We'll have somebody from Cymbaloo.
Cymbaloo.
Yep, and then the following week, we'll be actually broadcasting one of our sessions live from FETC.
Yep.
As our show, so people can tune into that. And we're pretty excited about it. So thank you everybody for joining us for tonight, and we look forward to connecting to you going forward at all the different conferences and everything like that. And please head on over to iTunes and give us a rating and subscribe to our podcast. And we look forward to talking to you next week.
Thanks, guys. Travel safe.
Thank you, everybody. Stay connected.
I'm a skywalker walking on the air tonight.